Maine Republican Party officials have decided to wait until November of next year to try and place tax and welfare reform ballot questions before the voters. State Chair Rick Bennett says while the party fell short in its attempt to collect enough signatures for inclusion in this fall's ballot, the issues are still major concerns for thousands of Maine voters. A.J. Higgins has details.
The party decided in November to launch a citizens' initiative on welfare and tax reform, goals pushed by Governor Paul LePage. The task then became gathering 61,123 valid signatures from registered Maine voters in a little more than 3 months in order to qualify for the November ballot.
That's an awfully big number. Maybe it doesn't sound like a big number, but just think about the effort at this time of year.
Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says the Maine Republican Party faced serious challenges as it attempted to try to meet the state's 5 p.m. Monday deadline for submitting its petition. The initiatives would require Maine lawmakers to come up with plans to reduce the top income tax rate from the current 7.15% down to 4% over a four-year period. The question also places new restrictions on cash benefits under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program and reduces eligibility for food stamps. Dunlap says meeting the threshold to get on the ballot during cold weather would be challenging for any organization.
You know, in the fall and the winter, when you have the holiday season, the days are getting shorter, you have snowstorms, it's cold out, and if you're asking people to take time out of their work schedules or away from their businesses or away from their families, to either go door-to-door to gather signatures or to, you know, stand in front of a public place and do it, it's an enormous undertaking.
Late Friday afternoon, State GOP Chair Rick Bennett said those factors were clearly in play as the party attempted to collect the necessary signatures and reached its decision to extend the effort.
The Maine Republican Party has decided to continue collecting signatures on our citizens' initiative to reform our dysfunctional welfare system and cut our oppressive tax rates. And to continue doing so through the early part of 2016. And that, of course, would subsequently place the proposal on the 2017 ballot rather than 2016.
Bennett says that while Republicans would have liked to have had the question before the voters this year, the issues will still effectively have the same trigger.
We undertook this for a number of reasons. And from a policy perspective, the measure is written in such a way it doesn't really matter whether it is considered by the voters in 2016 or 2017.
But from a political perspective, Republicans have missed an important opportunity. University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer says Republicans have failed to galvanize their base by not placing their two core issues before Maine voters during a presidential election year that historically has triggered a larger turnout for Democrats.
I think they really wanted to have both of these issues on the ballot to try and give them a better chance to compete with the Democratic turnout advantage that you get in a presidential year. So I don't know if I'd say it's a big setback, but it's most certainly a setback.
The Republican Party launched its high-pressure effort to gather its signatures in less than 80 days, by using a combination of paid and volunteer signature gatherers. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.